This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The powerful earthquake that hit central Japan on New Year's Day killed at least six people as police and local authorities early on Tuesday reported cases of bodies being pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
The major tsunami warning was the first since 2011. Tourist Baldwin Chia experienced the quake from Japan's Alps.
So the whole room was shaking, the TV was shaking. I had to keep everything on the table. I did feel safe in my room though, but everything else was shaking.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said on NHK that authorities are assessing the extent of any damage and residents need to prepare for more potential tremors.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones, there are no more tsunami warnings. The Israeli military has confirmed it's pulling thousands of troops out of the Gaza Strip. The move over the next several weeks could set the stage for a new long-term phase of lower-intensity fighting against U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militant group. Israel has been under pressure from its chief ally, the United States, to begin the switch to lower-intensity fighting in an offensive that has led to the deaths of nearly 22,000 Palestinians. For the new year, the wishes of Palestinian children at a Rafah tent camp for the Palestinians displaced from different parts in Gaza are simple: to stay alive and witness an end to the war gripping Gaza since October 7th. Asked what they wish for in 2024, one 11-year-old girl said, "I wish not to die in 2024. For the children, life in camp is particularly hard. They lack access to basic life necessities, including food, water, and proper shelter." This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his military should thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if provoked, AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his commanding army officers to thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if provoked, vowing to boost national defense to cope with what he called an unprecedented U.S.-led confrontation. North Korea has increased its warlike rhetoric in recent months in response to an expansion of U.S.-South Korean military drills. Kim says in a five-day meeting that he will launch three more military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and develop attack drones this year in what observers say is an attempt to increase his leverage in future diplomacy with the U.S. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Landlocked Ethiopia has taken the first steps towards gaining access to the sea, signing an agreement in the capital of Addis Ababa with the breakaway Somali region of Somaliland to access the Somaliland coastline. The memorandum of understanding was signed Monday. As part of the deal, Somaliland plans to lease a 20-kilometer stretch of land along its coastline to Ethiopia to establish a Marine Force base. With a population estimated at over 120 million, Ethiopia is the most populous landlocked country in the world. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa used a New Year's Day speech to express hope that Zimbabwe's economy will turn around in 2024 following the recent discovery of oil and gas near the country's border with Mozambique and Zambia, but economists are not as optimistic. Columbus Mahanga reports from Harare.
Gift Mugano, an economics professor at Durban University of Technology, responded to Mnangagwa's speech.
The economy will underperform this year. Yes, we are talking about the recovery of gas and oil, but I think it's too early.
According to World Bank, approximately of the 908,000 immigrants counted in Zimbabwe's 2022 census, a large majority, 84%, had left the country in search of employment, while another 5% had migrated for education or training. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
A labor court in Bangladesh's capital has sentenced Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus to 6 months in jail for violating the country's labor laws. Yunus, who pioneered the use of microcredit to help impoverished people, was present in court and granted bail. The court gave Yunus 30 days to appeal the verdict and sentence. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.